Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Gorel. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting third. The first baseman, Harry Anderson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rip Rapulski. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Granny Hamner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Stan Lopata. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Semprock. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ray Semprock. And now, play ball. Johnny Gorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark takes first base on ball four. Gorel moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Gorel moves to third. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lopata for a passed ball. Gorel scores. Morin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Semprock, and towards Hamner, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is called out on strikes. one out. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby strikes out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Semprock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semprock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson who is chasing the ball. Ashburn reaches third base with a triple. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hobby, and towards Banks, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards first. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first, with Semprock covering, for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski is 0-for-1 in the game. Rapulski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 0 for 1 in the game. Tap bunts towards the mound. Semprock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Fernandez. Tap moves to second. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gorrell takes first base on ball 4. Tap moves to third. Hobby moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dark hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ashburn who is chasing the ball. Dark reaches third base with a triple. Tap scores. Hobby scores. Gorrell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Cubs. Bob Miller now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morin moves to third. Walls moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long is walked intentionally. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Thompson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ashburn. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Morin scores. Walls scores. Long moves to third. It's 8-0, Cubs. Seth Moorhead now pitching. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 0 for 2 in the game. Tap hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopata hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post pinch hits for Seth Moorhead. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fernandez moves to second. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Fernandez moves to third. Post moves to second. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Essigian hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. Post scores. Ashburn moves to second. It's 8-2, Cubs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gray now pitching. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gorrell is called out on strikes. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dark moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Anderson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. Dark moves to third. Banks moves to second. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walls is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski is 0-for-2 in the game. Rapulski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Rapulski reaches second base with a double. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rapulski moves to third. One out. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopata hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rapulski tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Cubs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Anderson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Long for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Solly Hemus pinch hits for Johnny Gray. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Hemus reaches second base with a double. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Warren Hacker now pitching. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 3 in the game. Hobby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gorrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hobby moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws to second. Hamner drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Hamner. Hobby scores. Banks moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-3, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Anderson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rapolsky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hamner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Anderson scores. It's 9-4, Cubs. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Tap settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Tap. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lopata is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn who is chasing the ball. Long reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 0 for 4 in the game. Tap hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Long scores. It's 11-4, Cubs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hobby hits a fly ball into right field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Dave Philly pinch hits for Chico Fernandez. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bowman pinch hits for Warren Hacker. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Bowman reaches second base with a double. Thompson throws the ball into Dark, who tags Bowman trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Essigian hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to second. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and Philadelphia Phillies, 4. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.